Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Insults and Antlers, an adaptation of an old fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Nora and her family in Herndon, Virginia, Oliver and Dominic and their family in Coquitlam, British Columbia, Violet, Lorelei, and Felix and their family in Collingswood, New Jersey, and Lily, David, and Rose and their family in Tennessee. Thank you so much, Rose, David, Lily, Felix, Lorelei, Violet, Dominic, Oliver, and Nora. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors. Parents, if you're anything like us, you love to dig in and do your research. You're not afraid of homework. You have definitely fallen down some pretty deep Reddit wormholes. But if your search for the right people for your company is coming up dry, there's a resource you haven't tapped into yet. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible. Because you can do it all, attract, interview, and hire, all at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process, so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Indeed makes it easier for star applicants to shine with over 135 assessment tests from cooking to coding. Pick what skills are important to you and get a clear view of your top talent's abilities faster. Assessments make the interview process smoother for everyone. Talent doesn't need to prove themselves again and again, and you can dive deeper into talking about what's important to you. With Indeed Assessments, you can reduce hiring time by 12%, according to Indeed data worldwide. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/stories. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/stories. Indeed.com/stories. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Insults and Antlers. Once upon a time, there was a majestic deer named Randall, who considered himself the Lord of the Forest. He was a stag, which means a male deer, and he had grown antlers both broad and beautiful. They swept back from his head dramatically, bigger than any of the other deer, and they forked and spread like the branches of a tree. Each day, Randall would come to a still pool in the heart of the forest. The humans had driven away all the wolves, and the foxes were too small to bother the likes of him, so he could relax without fear. The grass was soft, the water was cool, and the other animals all came to drink under his watchful eye. Of course, if you ask the other animals, Randall's eye was a little too watchful. He considered himself the Lord of the Forest, true, but the title was entirely made up by him, and entirely in his own head. When other animals came to the pool, he imagined they were coming to his court to pay tribute. In reality, they just wanted a bit of food and something clean to drink. But since Randall was the biggest and his antlers the mightiest, listening to him prattle on was the price they paid for the peaceful pool.
"Oh, another glorious day," Randall called, strutting into his imagined kingdom.
There were birds and rabbits and skunks and weasels and all sorts of other critters going about their morning routines.
Hello, my subjects. I hope you are all having the most beautiful time in my forest.
The other animals ignored him, continuing to drink and wash and splash around in the water. Randall ignored them ignoring him and went to take a drink from the pool. He paused to admire his reflection, turning this way and that for his antlers to catch the early morning light.
Ah, yes, I am a perfect creature, he thought. Oh, except for these spindly legs.
He would never say it out loud, but as majestic as Randall found his antlers, he truly, completely, and absolutely hated his legs. They were too long and too skinny. It wasn't right at all. Sure, they were fast, but who needed speed when you could have beauty? Still, there was nothing to be done. He had to live with them. But if he had such a flaw, he had to make sure the other animals knew that their flaws were even worse. Otherwise, he couldn't feel superior. And to Randall, feeling superior was very important.
Good morning, Betty,
he said to his neighbor, the skunk, as she trundled up to take a drink.
I see you've come to drink from my pool. Welcome, welcome.
Morning, Randall, Betty said, rolling her eyes. You know the pool belongs to everyone, right?
Perhaps, said Randall. But I am the lord of the forest, and this pool is in the forest, is it not?
Betty started to drink instead of answering, and Randall scowled. The little skunk had too much attitude. Sure, her fur was silky, and the blazing white stripe down her black back was rather striking, but did she think she was better than him? Was it because of his skinny legs? That wouldn't do. Randall had to take her down a peg.
Your fur is looking lovely today, Betty, he said.
The skunk smiled, surprised, but Randall continued.
It's just a shame you smell like a rotting sack of garbage.
Betty sighed. It wasn't the first time Randall had been terrible to her, and it wouldn't be the last. She used to try and argue, had even thought about spraying him a time or two, but in the end, she decided he wasn't worth it. Without saying anything, she finished her drink and then walked away to the other side of the pool to dig up some grubs for breakfast.
Have a nice day, Randall called after her smugly.
She had been put in her place and all was right with Randall's world. A few birds came to drink and even a fox nipped in for a quick sip, but they were there and gone before the stag could find something to tease them about. Luckily for him, a squat little porcupine named Hamchop waddled up to drink.
Oh, good morning, Hamchop, Randall called, sauntering over. I see you've come to drink from my pool. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, hello, Randy, said Hamchop, knowing the nickname drove him crazy.
It is Randall, the stag scowled. This little porcupine is far too full of himself. Randall thought. He probably thinks he's better than me, just because he has those thick little legs, while mine are so long and spindly.
The thought was almost too much for Randall to bear. He had to make sure the porcupine knew his place, which was somewhere, anywhere, beneath Randall's.
You're looking strong today, Randall said. Low and solid, like a good stump.
Oh, well, thanks, Hamchop said, a little surprised.
It's just a shame you're covered in those hideous spines. I suppose they'd be good if we wanted to do a marshmallow roast, but otherwise, ugh. It's like you have a permanent bad hair day, but all over your body.
Well, you know, they keep me safe, Hamchop said, defensively.
Safe from ever being admired, perhaps, said Randall.
Ha!
Hamchop sighed. It was going to be one of those days.
When Randall was like this, there was no talking to him. The porcupine waddled away to the other side of the pool and began to dig up grubs with Betty the skunk. Randall smiled to himself, wiggling with a smug little dance. The prickly fellow had been put in his place, and all was right in the forest. Over the next hour, Randall teased some birds for their weird feet, a fox for his pointy snout, and a passing chipmunk for his big cheeks full of nuts. As the afternoon wore on, he was getting a little bored, but then came Bernice the beaver. She was heavy for winter, with wet brown fur and the biggest, silliest tail that the stag had ever seen. She floated into the pool on her back, munching a stick she held between her furry little paws.
"Oh, good evening, Bernice," Randall called, leaning out over the water. "I see you've come to drink from my pool. Welcome, welcome."
"Oh, yep, yep. Good morning," said Bernice, waving her little stick. "Just out for a float. It's a wonderful day to eat and munch and crunch on the water."
Randall glared. She seemed entirely too happy for someone with such an ugly tail. Didn't she know she should feel bad about it, just like he felt bad about his spindly legs? The stag sighed. It seemed like it was up to him to remind her.
"It is a lovely day," he said. "Or at least it was before I had to see that canoe paddle you call a tail."
"Oh, good joke," Bernice laughed. "Oh, here's one for you. What's brown and sticky?"
Said Randall, not sure how to react.
"A stick!"
Bernice said, waving the one she was chewing and laughing her head off. Across the pool, Randall could hear Hambone and Betty laughing, too. He scowled. No one laughed at him.
"Oh, wow," he drolled. "That's just about the least funny joke I've ever heard. I don't know if you paid for it, but you should definitely get your money back."
"Oh," said Bernice, "but that's my favorite joke."
"The only thing worse than that joke is your tail. It's just hideous."
You mean you weren't joking?"
Bernice said, sniffling. She had heard Randall was mean, but he had seemed so regal standing there with his mighty antlers, she hadn't believed it. Well, she believed it now, and she swam over to the other side of the pond to dig with Betty and Hambone. Satisfied that he'd done his work, Randall pranced back and forth along the pool, eating the last of the year's berries and pausing occasionally to admire the reflection of his antlers in the water. Truly, except for his spindly legs, he was a perfect specimen.
Kaboom!
The gunshot rang out across the forest, and a tree next to Randall exploded into splinters.
"Hunter!"
shouted Bernice, and she dove under the water. Randall turned and took off running. Another boom sounded, and the ground beneath him seemed to bloom in a spray of dirt.
"He's shooting at me," Randall realized.
The stag had lived his whole life in safety, no wolves or bears to speak of, and now a hunter trying to shoot him. Randall, for the first time ever, truly ran as fast as he could. He tore through the trees and leapt over logs and seemed to fly through the forest as the hunter's gunshots faded into the distance. His spindly legs, so hated just moments ago, carried him like the wind. He was the fastest thing around. Randall jumped a jumble of brush and then felt himself be wrenched backwards. With an oof, he hit the ground and stumbled back. He tried to run again, but found he couldn't move. His majestic antlers, so broad and beautiful, had gotten hopelessly tangled in the low limbs of a tree. He was stuck.
"No, no, no,"
he said, trying fruitlessly to free himself.
"I thought my skinny legs were the worst, but they saved me. It's my beautiful antlers that are going to get me killed.
A 12-point buck, the hunter said. You'll make a fine trophy. Now stay still.
Randall twisted and he could see the hunter approaching. The human got a clear view, went down on one knee, leveled his gun, and then... whap! The hunter jumped and spun around, looking for the noise.
Whap, whap, whap!
Randall saw he had circled back close to the pool. Bernice the beaver was there, and she was using her big flat tail to slap the water, making the thunderous noise that distracted the hunter. A second later, Betty the skunk darted out of the brush. As the hunter searched for the slapping noise, he turned just as the skunk raised her tail and blasted him with a stinking, stinging spray full in the face.
Ah! Yuck! Skunk!
The hunter said as he stumbled backwards, right into Hambone. The porcupine spun and slapped into the man's legs, embedding a bristling forest of spines right through his camouflage pants.
Yow!
The hunter shouted, blind and hopping up and down on one foot. The distraction was long enough for Randall to get himself free of the tree, and then all the animals disappeared back into the forest. The hunter, half blind and limping, stumbled himself back home. The forest was quiet again. Until the next day. Randall, as he did every morning, made his way to the pool in the forest. Betty, Hambone, and Bernice were there, and when they saw the stag, they rolled their eyes and got ready to head to the other side of the pool.
Hello,
Randall said before they could walk away.
You all look very good today.
Betty, loving that aroma. Hambone, quills are looking sharp and shiny. And Bernice, I bet you can swim so fast with that tail. They all stared at him, waiting for the insult, but he surprised them instead.
You're all great, and I just wanted to say, I wanted to say thanks for yesterday. You all saved me, saved my life, really, and I was just terrible to you all. I'm so sorry for how I've acted. I was self-conscious about my legs, and instead of trying to feel better about myself, I just tried to make you all feel worse about yourselves.
Wow, said Betty. He's being nice.
Are we sure that hunter didn't hit him in the head? Asked Hambone.
I hated my skinny legs, but when the hunter came, they're what saved me. And you are all what saved me. I know I don't deserve it, but if you give me another chance, I promise I'll be a better friend.
The animals all looked at each other, and then, slowly, they smiled. From that day forward, Randall was always kind, even to himself. And even though it took a little while for the animals to believe it, Randall proved he wasn't going to fall back into his old ways. And from then on, all the animals at the peaceful little pool lived happily ever after. The End. Today's story, Insults and Antlers, was an adaptation of an old fable written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.